11 minutes after 7 here at News Talk 1110 WBT. Tom Broach is the owner of Broach Sports Tours. They've been around for a while, and Tom joins us live on the Newsmaker line on News Talk 1110 WBT. Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How about yourself?
Everything's good.
Are you in Indianapolis?
No, I'm not, as a matter of fact. I'm in Charlotte.
I'm surprised that you didn't go to Indy for the Final Four weekend. I bet you sold a few tickets, didn't you?
Yeah, we did some tickets there. Obviously, with Duke being in our backyard, that's a good thing for us. And hopefully they can pull it off this weekend.
What are I'm going to name the major events, and I want you to tell me where you get the most demand. The Super Bowl, the World Series, the Final Four, or the Masters?
Well, year to year, we do more Masters between those. We do a fair amount with the Masters. However, the year the Panthers went to the Super Bowl, we took 643 people. So for that one year, it was one of our bigger events that we've ever done.
How the hell do you get 643 pairs of tickets?
Well, like I tell people, I told you that, I'd have to shoot you. But that was an interesting thing. Out of 643, about a third of those people had their own tickets. A third of them, we partner with another major company, and they took care of the tickets on that third. And for 217 people, we provided the tickets. And I think our cost on that was about $1,650 a ticket. So you do the math. We were kind of in a different realm for 2 weeks.
I guess you were. But I'm sure you salivated when the Panthers went to the Super Bowl because you knew that was going to happen, right?
Well, it's interesting. We had a target when that happened that we wanted to take 200 people, and it turned into 643, and we had extra people in the office on staff. But I bet we missed out on about 200 people because it was even bigger. The demand was even larger than we were anticipating. So we'll know next time.
I bet you will, and hopefully there'll be one here in the next couple of years. Is the Masters popular because it's pretty much in our backyard here that people can really just kind of drive to the Masters if you can get them tickets and accommodations?
Well, that does help us some, but we do business on a national basis, in fact, a little bit international. We've got a couple of Korean guys coming this year. We've had a couple of parties from South Africa join us there in the past. But obviously the Masters, it's the venue. If you've never been to Augusta, what you see on television is magnificent, but in person, it's triple that. It's just, I can't get grass to grow evenly on a half acre. And there's thousands of acres, and you can't find a flaw. It's unbelievable.
You know, I don't know if this story is apocryphal or not, but I have heard it from several different sources, and that's about the azaleas at Augusta National, that there's some kind of a greenhouse somewhere that is so tightly controlled that to the point where when they have a time so the azaleas will be in full bloom on Masters weekend. And I probably starting this weekend, they will go out and plant those azaleas in the places where they belong, knowing full well that they have reached the absolute peak, and that's what sells the tournament. Have you heard that?
I've not heard that they do it that way. But however, I will tell you, if there's a way to do that, money doesn't seem to be an object for them. I've certainly heard they put ice on the azaleas if they're blooming or too early or budding too early, and put coverings on them if they're not blooming soon enough and that type of thing. But they always seem to be just perfect when you're down there.
You know, getting back to the international travel, do you have people who have been raised in countries else other than the United States who, let's say their particular country is in the World Cup or is slated to be a favorite in the World Cup? Do you get tickets and accommodations for those people who want to leave the United States and this year obviously go to South Africa, things like that?
Well, we've never done anything to speak of with the World Cup, but we do Wimbledon and the British Open, doing the Ryder Cup this year, which is in Wales. So we do some international events in other countries.
What's the best event that you have ever been to personally? The one that what I'm getting at is one that you thought was going to be kind of ho-hum, and you wound up really getting into it.
Well, as far as just a great event, the Super Bowls have been fantastic. The Panthers Super Bowl was fantastic, even though they didn't win at the end. I grew up in Warner Robins, Georgia, so I've been a Braves fan ever since they showed up in Atlanta. And I was there when they won the World Series. I can't tell you which year that was, but a few years back. So for Tom Broach himself, those were a couple of special things. And I'm a big baseball fan, going to all these new stadiums that baseball's built are great. But I went to the final game at the old Yankee Stadium.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool.
And, yeah, that's one that, you know, as they say, one of those take-to-the-grave opportunities.
Exactly. Tom, how can folks get in touch with you? What's your website?
Our website is BroachSportsTours.com, and Broach is just like Roach with a B. And we're here in Charlotte. Phone number 704-365-6500.
Great. Tom, keep your head down. Thank you very much. Good luck to you. Thanks for being on the program this morning.
Don, great talking to you again. And tell old Boomer I said hello. Boomer went with us to Canton, Ohio.
Yeah.
The Panthers played their inaugural game up there.
Wow, I will tell him that. Thanks, Tom.
All right, Don. Thanks, sir.
Tom Broach here on News Talk 1110 WBT.